For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team won and tied last week against Minnesota Duluth. We'll host Air Force this weekend. We're joined by senior forward Leo Fitzgerald out of Port Alberni, British Columbia. Leo, the team didn't play great last week, but certainly played well enough to have success. What does that mean for you and the team to come out of the shoots like you guys did?
Well, it was obviously nice getting the win both nights there and getting the sweep, but we still have a lot to work on as a team, and little details stuff, and just going over video and just little things, and obviously the young guys adapting to the new league from juniors. So yeah, we got a lot to work on still, but it's obviously nice to pull out the two wins on the weekend.
What did you like best about the play on the ice?
Obviously I like Bitzer. He stood on his head like always. He's a great goalie, but we can't just depend on our goalie, right? We gotta throw more offense, and we gotta possess the puck a lot more than we did. So
did you get a good look at the 2-on-0 save that he made?
I did. I looked up on the Jumbotron there. It was a heck of a save.
I hate to say this, but do you guys kind of expect that out of him now, because he's made so many like that over the last 4 years?
I'd say expect it from him, just because he's made so many big saves for us. But you know, we got to be better in front of him, and he shouldn't be making saves like that as many times as he did last week. So
with two games now under your belts, how much more comfortable do you think you are going to be, and all those freshmen who are no longer in their first weekend of college hockey?
Well, I think we'll be better as a team. We know what to expect, and the young guys know what to expect too, getting all those nerves out of the first couple games they played. So they should know now what to expect, and it should be good this weekend.
BSU has played in three scoreless draws in the D1 era. I've been at all of them. The first two, I'm not going to lie to you, were kind of boring. After the first period last Saturday, I thought that was an incredibly entertaining game to watch. What was that like to play in?
It's a fast game. You don't know what's going to happen, and it's just kind of weird because we've had all these opportunities and chances. Both teams just couldn't put the puck in the net, and it's just kind of weird looking up at the score, 0-0 going into the third period from all those chances. So,
all right, let's have some fun. What's your favorite food?
Chicken wings.
Okay, what's your dream car?
Range Rover.
What was your first job?
Landscaping.
Okay. Did you have any pets growing up?
I had a dog.
What was his name?
It was a her, and it was Cleo.
Okay.
Cleo.
Okay. If you didn't say that, I honestly don't know if I would have ever picked up on that. Would you rather attend an opera or a seminar on repairing sewing machines?
Probably an opera.
Why?
I don't know. They're both brutal, but I just had to pick one.
Thank you much. Best of luck.
Thank you.